Steve, tell us a little bit about today's competition. You were a judge here today at the first annual Cupcake Wars. I know that AFR has always been very involved in supporting Oklahoma's youth in agriculture. Tell me a little bit about today.
That's right, Carson. AFR prides itself on our youth development program and our investment in all form of youth, whether it be 4-H, FFA, FCCLA. We're involved in everything we can, and so we're very happy to come out here today and support the kids. As you mentioned, the first time they've ever done this Cupcake War competition. It's just a lot of fun, and that's what it's designed to be. That's what we talked about, everybody, is developing some of the skills, working together, learning new things, working in a group, presenting, answering questions of the judges, and we saw some remarkably talented young people, and I think everybody just had a whole lot of fun, and that's what the State Fair and what our youth program is all about.
Absolutely. So I understand now that you all just recently got back from a trip up in D.C., talking to some of our legislators up there. Y'all spent 4 days up there. What exactly did y'all talk about? I know you actually got the chance to speak not only to our state legislators, but also to Secretary Sonny Perdue.
Yeah, we had a really enjoyable trip. You know, a lot of times in Washington, D.C., you're not sure you make much progress. You bang on the door and you bang on the door, but you're not sure if anybody listens to you. But we covered a variety of concerns we have with things you read in the paper about possible trade deals for agriculture being rewritten, and whether or not agriculture will be high enough into the discussion, and try to make sure that the Oklahoma delegation, as well as some of our industry partners that are in D.C. full-time, were on the right page there. We actually made some really good progress with the Oklahoma delegation on some transportation regulations that are just causing some problems, and we'd like to have a two-way street and feedback. I mean, there's a reason there's every rule on the paper, but there's also a real-life situation that goes along with each of those. So we tried to bring some common sense and wisdom back from Oklahoma there. But honestly, the biggest topic everywhere we went, it seems to be that the case, is it's all about money, and agriculture is no different. We talked about two things, about the ongoing USDA funding year to year and some proposals from the president's budget this spring that were quite frightening, drastic cuts to USDA and its programs. We talked about how important those were back here at home and for our rural communities and for our ag producers and members all across the state. And then we talked about next year's farm bill that we hope we can get a full reauthorization and full funding for. But really, some of the news on that front was pretty depressing. Most of the members and staff felt like that the funds would be quite limited if we were able to make any progress there at all. So we're just always encouraging them that there are folks here at home that depend on those programs, work with those. There's real life producers, families, farmers out there that work with those programs. It's just not an abstract number on a piece of paper. And hopefully they see some of that. And we have a good group here from Oklahoma. So that was really, we were trying to remind them of the face from home while they're up there in D.C.
Yeah, so that's especially distressing, knowing the farm economy and what it is today. You know, everything seems like it's down, commodity prices are down. What are you, obviously you said you're bringing your guys up there to talk to them. What are you hearing here in the state about what's going on?
Well, it's the farm economy is distressing right now. We're certainly had a great year production-wise in most areas. There's always a few exceptions around. But as everybody knows, the prices are just not where we need them to be. So there's a number of concerns from our insurance agents around the state that have seen folks coming in to try to limit coverage wherever they can to save a dollar or two. From some of our friends in the ag lending world, worried about pressure, co-ops, other folks that we do business with, just the nerves are getting a little frayed, a little concerned, and so that was the kind of a thing we tried to share, that you know we're tough and we can make it, but the pressure is really on in the countryside and our folks are pretty concerned.
Yeah, so kind of backing up here a little bit, you talked about some of those trucking regulations that's going on. You're talking there about the ELD, the electronic logging device system. Tell me a little bit about that, because that's an issue that's kind of popped up recently, and although it could have drastic effects on especially the livestock industry, a lot of folks may not even know about this. Tell me a little bit about that, especially since the effective date's coming up, like what, December 18th?
Yeah, we're almost at the end of the path with that, and we're just now starting to get a little bit of attention paid to that from our folks. We took one of our FR members that has a trucking company in the state, so we could have a technical expert on that. It is truly kind of a one-size-fits-all thing that would force everybody to run on the same schedule and take away some common sense decisions, obviously in the interest of safety, but you have to be able to make some of these things flexible and make sense, and so we're concerned that if you're hauling cattle, or even if you just have a load of equipment or grain or something, if you hit your hourly mark and you're, you know, 5 miles from home, you have to park that truck. And we all know you can't park livestock alongside the road too long. So we're trying to shout louder and louder that this isn't just an abstract thing that was proposed by the federal government. This is set to take effect, and we have a number of folks at home, both in the cattle business and in the commercial trucking business, that are really concerned that some of their truck drivers just will retire or move on to another profession. And as many people know, that's an area that we don't have enough of in the state of Oklahoma and really around the country, is we need more drivers for all types of commercial trucking. So it's really something that hasn't got much publicity out there, but I know our friends with the Livestock Marketing Association were also in D.C. working on that while we were there, and we have, once again, Senator Inhofe, Representative Lucas, a few of the other congressmen are really going to try to go to bat for us here, but we're highly concerned that we're down at the end of the road here, and it might be too late to turn this ship around. Mm-hmm.
And I know Senator Inhofe is a member of that Senate Transportation Committee. Was he at all, did he have any concerns or any agenda going forward to help with this problem?
I think that Senator Inhofe, with his background and his leadership in transportation, he was very concerned and very sympathetic to the things we brought forth. And we spent quite a bit of time with him and his staff going over the finer points of this. And they're working on this actively. We talk with them and their staff about once a week. But we haven't had a lot of optimism as of yet. Certainly never say die, and they haven't given up. And Senator Inhofe carries a lot of weight in that world in D.C. And so we're hopeful that he can get something done for us. He had a few ideas. He always has something up his sleeve. And so we're anxiously waiting to see if we can't get some progress made there.
And now, obviously, our neighbors down in Texas and folks over in Florida and the East Coast, they've obviously been having their own share of troubles with hurricanes that this year just seem especially bad. Obviously, they need all the help they can get, but you all had some concerns there regarding the budget. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we are always, there's only so many ways you can stretch a dollar, and we definitely want Congress and USDA to help out the folks along the coastal areas, because with tornadoes and other things, we understand what that's like, but we're also worried about where that money might come from and whether that will be shorted out of any other ag-related program. And so we had a great visit with Secretary Perdue. It was our first chance to kind of meet and greet him and kick the tires, so to speak, and he said all the right things, and as did each of our congressional delegation, that those Perdue producers would be taken care of, but that is not expected to come out of funding in USDA's budget that was earmarked for something else. Shouldn't come out of existing money allocated for farm bill programs, and that was the main thing we wanted to make sure they knew, that we certainly want those folks in the coast taken care of, but that shouldn't short any programs here at home or in other ag producing areas of the country.
Right. And just to wrap up here, you know, I know that the delegation you all sent up there from AFR wasn't just staff members. You all took some folks right off the farm to go up there and talk. That's always important to get those guys who these issues will directly affect up there to talk firsthand about this to our leaders up there.
Yeah, we try to take a cross-section of who we are. We have a couple of staff members, a couple of board members, and then just a couple of AFR producers that are involved in business and agriculture, and have spent a little bit of time with our policy committee every year so they could discuss all the issues. We had some folks under 30, and we had some folks over a certain number. I won't tell you, but we try to capture all different viewpoints, and I think that we're favorably received when we show up there, because this is not just a group of lobbyists going to D.C.'s. These are AFR members. There's the folks invested here at home, and when we walk into an office in D.C., they know that, and they really pay a lot more attention whenever you're bringing real farmers, real business people from Oklahoma to Washington, D.C.